Today we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Maisos, and today we are going to learn Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel is going to tell us, you know, we learned a couple of Mishnayos ago at the beginning of the parak that if you salt vegetables, that's going to be Koveya for a Chi of Maisos. So we're going to give a little, and therefore you're not going to be allowed to even snack on it anymore. So we're going to elaborate on that a little bit. Hanotel Zesim in a Ma'atan. If let's say you take some olives from the vat that they were put in order to soften, because before you press olives and get olive oil from them, you can't take hard olives and press them. You have to wait till they get nice and mushy, and only when they're mush can you then push a beam down on them and squeeze the oil out of them. So let's say they're in the place where they soften, and you take some olives out. Tovel echod echod bamelech va'ochel. You could dip one olive at a time in salt and still eat it without, and salt that olive and eat it without separating maisos from it. But in malach v'nasan l'fan of chayiv. But if you salted an olive and you put it in front of him, and then he salted a second olive at the same time, so then you have to separate maisos before you eat them, because you're not you're not salting the olives; you're just dipping them in salt. Dipping and eating one at a time is not enough to be chayiv and maisos. You also need some sort of tziruf. So having two together is enough of a tziruf, where even dipping it in salt is going to be mechayiv in maestros. So Rabbi Lezer is going to disagree, and he's going to say you could even salt and eat two different olives together without having to be mafresh maestros. And he says mina ma'atana tohor chayiv. If you're taking two olives and you're dipping them in salt, and you took them from a tohor vat of olives, then you're chayiv in maestros before you eat them. But mina tame potter, if you took them from a tame vat, you're going to be potter neshu machzir samosar, because no matter how many you took out of the vat, if you're tameh and the stuff in the vat is tameh, you'll have no hesitation of whatever you don't eat throwing right back in the vat. So even if you took 10 olives out of the vat, you may only eat one and throw the other 9 back in. So it's not considered that you really took more than one out of the vat. But if the vat is tahar and you took two out and you only eat one, the other one's not going back in, because the vat is tahar and you've just been metame this olive, you would never throw it back in. And therefore there is a tziruf from that which you've taken out of a tahar vat, just not that which you've taken out of a tame vat. Now Mishnah Dalet tells us, how do we define what's called an achilas arai versus an achilas keva when it comes to wine, when it comes to yayin? So a couple of three different opinions, actually. Shosim al gas, you're allowed to drink wine as long as you're right over, you're hovering over the gas, the wine press. Bein al chamin, bein al tzonin, and that's regardless of whether you dilute the wine with warm water or you dilute the wine with cold water. Potter, you don't have to be mafresh maisos from it, because when you're hovering over the wine press, that's considered a snack. That's not considered a shtias keva. However, once you take it out of the wine press, that would be a shtias keva. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the shita of Rabbi Meir. The Bar Tanur points out that it's not enough that your head is over the wine press; the roof of your body has to be over the wine press as well. Rabbi Lazar Tzadik says that even if you're leaning over the wine press while you drink, you're still going to be chayv in maisos, because he's concerned that who says you're going to keep it that way? You might walk out with it. You might go outside of the wine press. The Chum Momrim and the Chum say, I don't care where you are. What I'm concerned about, say the Chum, is, are you going to put the wine back? So alacham in chayiv. If you mix the wine with warm water, where putting it back would ruin all the wine in the wine press, so you're never going to pour any of it back in, then it's mechayiv in maisos. That's called keva, because you're keeping it out of the press. But if you mix it with cold water, where whatever you don't drink, you could just chuck right back in, so then that's going to be pater, because that is not koveh, that's considered to be an achilas arai. So the chachamim are not so interested in where you're drinking it, they're more interested in how you're drinking it. Are you drinking it with cold water, or are you drinking it diluted with warm water? So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if you take olives out of the olive press, you could dip them one by one in salt, but if you dip several of them in salt, then you're going to be chayiv in maisos. Whereas Rabbi Lazar says, no, it all depends. Rabbi Eliezer said it all depends whether the olive press was tameh or tahar. If you took them out of a tahar olive press, then if you take more than one out, it's chayiv in maisos. But if you took them out of a tameh olive press, then even if you took more than one out, it's going to be potter from Maisos, because you might throw them all right back in a second anyway. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we learned three different opinions about how to define Shtias Keva, Shtias Arayin, and Shtias Keva when it comes to Yayin. So we said the Tanakama holds that I don't care if you dilute it with warm or cold water, as long as you're hovering over the gas, that's Rabbi Meir, it's going to be considered a Shtias Arayin. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik says, I don't care where you are, I don't care warm or cold water, it's always a Shtias Keva, because you could always just walk right out. And the Chum say, I don't care where you are, but I do care what kind of water you used. That if you used warm water, that's a Shtias Keva, because that's not going back in to the wine press. But if you used cold water, that's a Shtias Arayin, and therefore that's going to be Patur from Maisos, because that might be thrown right back in to the wine press. Okay, Bezram, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey.